America, the Eye on the Outdoors, award-winning outdoor radio show where the tradition of hunting and fishing lives on.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Gather around the campfire, and we'll fill you in on outdoor news, product reviews, great guest interviews, and in-the-field reporting for hunters, shooters, and anglers. Plus, we'll have a whole lot of fun. If you're good, we might have story time with Uncle Ray.
Ray Eye Radio is brought to you by Mossberg Quality Firearms. Arm yourself at mossberg.com. Indian Creek Shooting Systems, home of the Black Diamond, Wild Turkey, Waterfowl, and Predator Choke Tubes at IndianCreekSS.com. Dove Creek Wagyu Cattle Company, home of the best damn beef jerky at DoveCreekWagyu.com.
Time to make the coffee. Time to make the donut. Time to make the coffee. That's better.
Okay, boys and girls, pull your chair up close to the campfire. Get ready to rock and roll. We're going to do a little radio show.
Ladies and gentlemen, your host, inducted into the Legends of the Outdoors National Hall of Fame, nationally known turkey hunting icon, Mr. Ray I.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome to the campfire. Pour you another cup of that Thomas coffee. This is your handsome but yet humble host, Ray I, here in the bunker. Yes, indeed. Over there is the old Vogler-Vogler, big old noggin, looking at me this morning, stuffing
this
donuts
tired,
in it.
This tired noggin today.
Stuffing a few donuts in it. Wow, what a lightning show on the way in.
That
and rain.
That was probably the most unbelievable lightning storm I've seen in years.
Unbelievable.
Nonstop.
Here we are in the bunker, boys and girls. We're in the Indian Creek Shooting Systems Mossberg Studios. It hit heavy rain and then the lightning show. It was unbelievable.
It was turning off daylight, night sensor lights. Yeah. It was turning those off.
I started my day this morning. I've done this once before, and I'm going to go ahead and tell on myself. I got up extremely early this morning to come in and do the show and going through a lot with my wife over at the hospital, so I didn't get a lot of sleep. So I got up this morning and decided I better take a quick shower and get some nice clothes on and come in and see the Vogler-Vogler Matty G and talk to my listeners. And I will not have any fleas or ticks today, as I washed my hair in Peanuts shampoo that I had on the tub from giving her a bath the other night. I didn't notice it until after the smell was kind of gave it away.
A little medicine-y. So,
but I'm clean. At least I'm clean this morning. I couldn't help but notice on the way in, and they're not giving up on our blues, I'll tell you that. I went by one of the muffler shops this morning coming up the highway and an auto body shop, and both of them still had their electronic signs up, go blues, go blues. I thought that was pretty cool.
Oh, that was great. You know, just still see the high, how high Maddie was when he came in today. Emotionally, he's still just pumping up.
Let me tell you what's on this week's show. Of course, this week's show. This here we are in June 22nd, 2019. I'm here with the Peanut and Maddie G, Vogler-Vogler, Kev. We're going to have a great show. We've got a few news items and stuff for you, and we're going to go run down and get a quick Ozark fishing report in the second segment from our great friend Billy Smith with Scenic Rivers Guide Service and Tours. And then Linda Powell's going to be on to talk to us about that 590, of all things.
Oh, good.
Defense gun.
Is Billy going to talk about the smallmouth that he's catching?
Yeah, I think so. We'll see. We'll see when we get him on. And this week's story time, we go back in time to the Ozarks, the old church. Seems like I'm forgetting something, but, you know, I always forget something. I'm not functioning real well here this morning.
Can I say a shout-out to all my classmates?
Well, I guess you can, because you already started it.
Yeah, from Augustinian Academy. It's last night was our 50-year reunion.
Yeah, you're wearing your school photo ID, Chris Vogler. You even had a noggin back then.
Yeah, I did. And that was
The black, dark glasses.
I looked very sinister, didn't I? Those are my James Bond glasses. Somebody even wrote my eyeglass case, 007.
MDC sets deer and turkey hunting dates for upcoming seasons. Looks like our 2019-2020 archery deer and turkey hunting dates, September 15th through November 15th, and November 27th through January 15th. The Firearms Deer Hunting Firearms Early Youth portion is November 2nd and 3rd. Firearm Deer November portion is November 16th through the 26th. Firearms Deer Late Youth portion is November 29th. That's not as late as before. I like that. December 1st. Firearms Deer Antlerless, no horns, baby. December 6th through the 8th. And Firearms Deer Alternative Methods, which is we like to call muzzleloader, but they do the atlatl and golf clubs and landmines and all that stuff.
Oh, my God.
It's December 28th through January 7th. Details on hunting regulations, harvest limits, allowed methods, required permits, and other related information will be available on MDC's 2019 spring turkey hunting. We already did the spring turkey hunting. What is this? Fall deer and MDC's 2019 fall deer turkey hunting regulations. What?
We sent some questions about the non-resident permits changing here in Missouri. And somebody goes, well, how come they're raising them? Well, example, the daily fishing tag here in Missouri at its current time, if you're from out of state, it costs you $7. They want to move it to $8.
I don't mean to interrupt you, but I'm out of coffee.
Oh, no.
This is not good. Go ahead.
And neighboring states, their average is $15 for that daily. Yeah. They're still getting a Missouri. They're still getting a bonus. At one time, I said, let's move it to what the neighboring states are charging.
Right.
And old fat boy goes, no, let them come into Missouri and spend the money. They're spending a lot of money. They make it difficult to hunt. In other states, we make it easy here.
True. Hey, I got a little news item. I couldn't help but notice on the Outdoor Wire this morning when I was doing show prep, our great friend Gary Mason, who is with the founder and director of the Legends of the Outdoors National Hall of Fame, he joins Connect Outdoors. And it says right here, Johnson City, Tennessee, W. Scott Morris, Connect Outdoors VP of Tournament Operations announces outdoor legend and Bethel University head fishing coach Gary Mason will join Connect Outdoors to help build the Connect Outdoors High School Fishing Program and Tournament Fishing Platform and will advise the company on product development.
That's excellent.
Congratulations, Gary. This is awesome. His endorsement and consultation? How do you say that? That sounds like the Volkswagen.
Consultation.
Yeah. Will take us to the next level. Bethel University's the dominant force in Collegiate Fishing, a program Gary built. This is very cool. Mason will help the company develop the Connect Outdoors Tournament Trail, provide assistance implementing and running operations of the membership organization, and provide assistance in acquiring high school and college customers for the tournament platform. In addition to being a head fishing coach and founder of the Legends of the Outdoors Hall of Fame, Mason is the executive director of Northwest Tennessee Tourism. He has been featured in many outdoor publications, television programs across country. Connect Scale is a member of the ETSU Innovative Lab. For more information on Connect Outdoors and Connect Scale, you know, blah, 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 blah.
That's
isn't that
excellent.
Cool? Great.
And if I'm not mistaken, there's some young fishermen who are getting partial college scholarships.
Yeah. Here it is. It's one, all together, one word, goconnectoutdoors.com. Go Connect Outdoors. You can check it out there. How cool.
Because they went to the collegiate finals in fishing, and his kids at Bethel.
Oh, he does a great job. That's good. That's good
pigs.
Stuff this morning. Good stuff.
Really good
what else
stuff.
You got for me?
I've got, you want me, you're hitting me with, I got to have an answer.
And I sent you something.
When?
Yesterday.
You sent me something yesterday?
Never mind. Just go on to something else and we'll do it after the break.
Okay. I promise.
Then I'll bring it up.
Oh, I got to find all
no,
my.
Look at you. Look at you.
Oh, yeah. I didn't get back in time, so. I did mess up, folks. Yes, it's my fault.
It's always your fault. Are you kidding me?
It is. I just
What is this, dead air or what?
It is dead air. No, it's dead air, and, you know, it's all part of the excitement of live radio when Vogler messes up. And I was reminded by some of my classmates that I do mess up a lot. You know, yes, I do. I'll admit it. So I can't find any of my stories. What did you do?
There's going to be a Murray Anderson is hosting a fundraiser for myself and Jan for what we're going through.
On July 27th?
There's all the information right there that I sent to you yesterday.
July 27th at 2019, this year, at 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. Angeles Services at 911 County Road 3500, Mountain View, Missouri, 65548. Helps Janet's fight against autoimmune encephalitis and over 6 months of medical bills. Mossberg 930, Turkey Gun,
A Flex 762 rifle will be raffled. Devil's Backbone Outfitters have donated one turkey hunt, one deer rifle, deer hunt.
Yeah.
The Moss, and then there's going to be a 50 BMG CZ USA Mossbergs SIG on the range. It's going to be food, drink, indoor laser range competitions, range time, raffles, silent auctions, fun for all, organized by Murray Anderson and Oren Granier and Tim Koseltsevic.
Uh-huh. And when is that again?
That's on July 27th,
Mountain View, Saturday. Missouri, Anderson Services. That's Anderson. Wonderful, and I want to thank them from the bottom of my heart for doing this for us. It's awesome.
It's you, all the people you've helped over the years. It's going to be good. And it's when you're going down the highway, what do you got to look for? County Road 3500. Look for that big gun in the sky.
I thought you were going to say armadillos.
Oh, I saw an armadillo on 141 and Olive the other day. And I also saw a big gobbler sitting on a sewer lid.
Oh. A gobbler sitting on a sewer lid.
Yeah, sitting on a sewer lid in that one field I always tell you that I see turkeys in. And he was just up there, as you said, blowed up like a Volkswagen with the doors open. Mossberg releases 500 Centennial Limited Edition Shotgun. OF Mossberg & Sons Incorporated, our leading American firearms manufacturer, continues the celebration of the company's 100th anniversary with the introduction of a limited edition Mossberg 500 Centennial 12-gauge.
That's awesome.
Pump action shotgun chambered in 12-gauge. It says that twice there. This commemorative model features a nickel-plated receiver engraved with the Mossberg 100th Anniversary logo right on the side, and a pair of Flushing Rough Grouse on the left, and highlighted in 24-karat gold. This model will be limited to 750 units, each with a special serial number, and it incorporates that unique prefix used for only this production run. Celebrate the powered history of Mossberg and purchasing your commemorative Mossberg 500 Centennial Shotgun today. Well, when it gets to be regular sunlight. And for more information on this limited edition 500 and our complete line of pump action shotguns, please visit mossberg.com.
I know we're here in June, but this fall we got our hunting seasons coming up. And following the feedback from the webcast, the managers of the 15 Missouri Department of Conservation managed wetland areas across the state will develop recommendations for potential changes to the morning draw and reservation system. These recommendations will be posted in the draw rooms and online during upcoming duck season, so hunters will have additional opportunities to discuss them with the MDC staff. You know, we got rapid changes in our hunting industry, and I'm going to be working on this. We're going to do a show. We're losing hunter numbers, and we talked about this a little bit. We need to do an entire program on this, as our group of hunters are aging. Young people are, you know, time at video games, electronic media, and then all the negative press for shooting guns and hunting is just really taking a toll. Attacks from anti-hunting groups and gun groups. You know, what a difference our world is today from when I was a kid, you know, because everybody in high school had a firearm in the truck up in the gun rack, especially during hunting season, and it was just so different. You know, I killed a turkey a year after I was out of high school, and I went by the high school to show my principal and my coach, and I brought the turkey into the school, to the principal's office, and showed them, and they were talking, and he said, "You still got your daddy's Browning 5 humpback? Would you go get that and show it to Coach Stiegel?" And I carried that gun into the school. Imagine that now. Oh. And I also remember going quail hunting after school, that I got on a school bus. My gun was in a soft case, but I handed it to the bus driver, and he put it took it to school. And I took it to the office, and after school, we all went bird hunting. What a different world, huh?
Well, it's like the grief that I get. I post a lot of those Let Africa Live, you know, and what hunting does for Africa, and the abuse that I get over some of those things.
I see, we don't have the family groups anymore. You know, the big family dinners, the big family meetings, and the group, you know, you had the big Sunday dinner, and then you'd go over to grandpa's and grandma's for Sunday dinner. And you know, everybody's going different directions in this electronic media stuff. You know, maybe that's something to do with it. But we are losing hunting numbers, and tags are going down, and there's so much attack out there for hunting, when hunting is wildlife management at its best. That's why we have all our critters. But that's another show, and we're going to get into that and do all that. What?
Someday, if they do get their wish and we're gone, who's going to pay for the parks?
Nobody.
Who's going to pay for that? It's going to be gone.
Nobody. And as we always say on the show, 84,999,989 legal, right?
Yes.
Law-abiding firearm owners shot no one yesterday.
I like that one.
Well, how are we looking, Matty G? Do we go to a break? Or are we? Yeah, he's kind of throwing it up in the air. We do have some Krispy Kremes this morning.
We have some Krispy Kremes now.
Go to Facebook and check out the Krispy Kremes.
When is Wagyu going to get the next flavor?
I don't know. They got the beef sticks going. They've been really, really busy. You got to try the new beef sticks. Oh, my gosh. And then, of course, you know, we've got all the flavors. You know, they got that new vacuum pack deal for the beef jerky, and now they got these beef sticks. And it's Wagyu beef. It's incredible.
It's people, you know, people have asked me, somebody asked me last night, you know, is this stuff this good?
Oh, it is.
And I'm going, no, this isn't just, this stuff is that good. It is phenomenal. It's like no other beef jerky that you've ever eaten, ever.
It's the best. And the beef sticks, weighted deer season and fall hunting season and duck blinds and deer hunting and deer stands to take these type of snacks with you. It's just, they're just incredible. Incredible.
Well, it's better than eating like a donut in the stands.
You don't want to talk about eating donuts. You've been eating donuts all morning.
Oh, yes, I have. Well, they were there. I need to make sure that everything was American made, and I did a good job and felt confident about that. I can't find my. Let's go over here. Let's try this again.
Yeah, every time Vogelvarger talks, Peanut goes to sleep. No question.
Oh, there, I found some of this. Okay. Kansas City. Oh, what? Listen, MDC
what?
Is offering a frog gigging clinic for beginners at Locust
That's
Creek Conservation
cool.
Area, July 5th. That's going to be that Friday. And so you get done, you can start gigging in regular
stranger
stuff.
Man, I used to love frog gigging. I used to go all night when it opened, me and old Charlie Morris, and get our limit of frogs. And then I'd come in, take a shower, put them in the refrigerator and take a shower and go to work all day, come home and clean those frogs and go do it again. What a great time. You know, I've told a story before on here, but when I was like 16, 17 years old, I had an old truck, a 50 GMC, and they had the county fair going on. And I was seeing this little gal. She was cute. I was going to ask her to go to the county fair. So I asked her to go to the county fair with me, and she said, yeah. So I went and picked her up and got her in a truck, and we drove down the road, down the back road to go over to the county fair. You could hear the Ferris wheel and all the stuff. You could see the lights over there. It was pretty exciting. But I had my gig in the back of my truck always because it was gigging season, you know. And I said, hey, you care if I stop for a minute? There's a good pond right here. And he said I could gig me a frog. And I'm like, you can go with me. And she's eyes got big. Anyway, we got out of the truck and got her across the fence, walked across the pasture, and you hear him, boom, boom. You know, I said, you stand right here. And I had this long gig pole, and I eased out there, and I went, whoop, and I hit this big old bullfrog. And I said, look at this. And I turned him around like this. I had my hat light on, you know. I said, here, take him off the gig. And she was gone. She was gone. And I went back to the truck, and I couldn't find her. I drove to the fair, and I didn't see her. I don't know where she went, but I don't think she was too impressed with me gigging that frog.
Some people have no sense of humor.
The other one, I had an old Rambler. And me and Michael Held was going to Johnson Mountain, and I'd seen this gal the night before when we went out and had a few drinks, and I asked her, she wanted to go down and have a picnic. So pulled into her house, and she come out, and Mike says, here, let me clean out the back seat. And he starts boxing up a bunch of empty beer cans and stuff and puts her in the back seat. We're driving. Anyway, long story, we go down through Potosi. We're going out the back roads heading to Johnson Mountain, going to meet some other folks, Butch Millie and them, for a picnic. We're going out through there, and a mama bobcat and two babies come across the road. I said, Mike, look at that. And he's a photographer. He goes, pull over. So I pull that old car over, that old Ford, over into the ditch and jump out. And he's grabbing his camera, and I'm chasing the bobcat going, woo, 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 like a dog to tree him. And I treat him. I got him, Mike. I got him. Mike come down there. He shoot beautiful photos of this mama bobcat and these babies. Boy, that was great. We come back, and the car door was open, and she was gone. So I lost 2 dates doing that stuff.
Can we talk about your GMC pickup real quick?
I guess.
Well, would you remember the story that Buck, was it Buck, not Buchanan, what was his name?
Buck Buchanan was the agent down in Washington County.
I was doing a fair out in Washington, Missouri, and I said, he goes, I heard you're doing a show with Ray I now. He goes, you can't begin to understand how many times I had this man's truck apart. What? He goes, we'd get a call, and they'd hear
that. Every time I come out of the woods, he was standing there. I don't know what his deal was.
Well, he'd be up having breakfast, and they'd get a – we heard those I boys were out shooting turkeys.
Oh, well,
and it was
weren't.
Out of season. You were shooting with a camera. He goes,
Actually, Neil Richards at the Potosi newspaper, the Washington County Journal, used to print my pictures. that we shot.
Well, he said Ray began leaving the door panels off the doors, so I didn't have to take them off.
That was
and
kind
look
of a
inside.
Joke. That's what I did. It was a joke. I took it. Yeah. So he remembered that, huh?
Oh, he just thought that was the greatest. He goes, "Have you ever seen?" He showed me his cam work. He said he has stuff on what was the old VHS tapes. He goes,
"Oh, we had VHS tapes. Wait, that was later on. But back then, when you're talking about that, was 35 millimeter slides, Kodachrome 64 is what we shot.
And
we had a long lenses."
He said that their Missouri State biologists don't have the pictures that Ray has. He goes, "That man is, he's spent his time in the woods." And he just laughed about that. And he goes, "He had this pickup." And then you got a Jeep then also?
Yeah, I had a 74 Jeep. Yeah. I just want to say thank you to everybody for all your thoughts and prayers about my wife, Jan. We're really going through a deal with this autoimmune encephalitis, and she's over in Barnes Hospital right now, and I'll be going there after the show to see her, and I want to thank everybody for their care and taking care of her. But the outpouring from you has just been tremendous, and I just want to personally thank you for that. Do you want to go to a little fishing report? Maybe we can call up Billy Smith and grab him and go into that, Matty G, or what would you like to do? How about a little intro? Let's find Billy Smith. Here we go. Let's go do the Ozark Fishing Report. Billy, good morning.
Good morning, Ray. How are you doing?
I'm doing good, my friend. Hey, what's it look like for folks to do some fishing in the Ozarks? Give us a little fishing report. What's going on out there on the rivers?
Okay, we're in the summertime. And the summertime patterns are starting on the rivers. The smallmouth are starting to move into those riffle areas, current lines. It's post-spawn time. That's starting to happen. Smallmouth will be really on the crawdads, get like that. So a crawdad, kind of soft plastic down on the bottom, maybe a crankbait. Depends on your water clarity. And that's going on, and they'll be moving more toward that faster water. I've caught some fish recently, and then getting reports of some good fish that's being caught.
Okay.
Caught a nice mess of goggle eye the other day. Man, those are good. Those are some of the best eating fish on the river.
They really are. Are you fishing all the rivers the same as you do? Do you fish the current the same way you do the Jack's Fork, or the same as you would the 11 Point, or the same as you would the Piney, or are they different, these waterways different?
Yes, they are, but then again, they're kind of the same. The smallmouth, whether it's one river or the other, it's just that water temperature. The upper current river will be colder water. The upper 11 Point will be colder water than your upper Jack's Fork or the Piney. Now, your lower Jack's Fork, after you get below Alley Springs, that water temperature will be down. But they're starting that summertime pattern. They're moving into that fast water. I pretty well will fish it the same in that sense. Still going after that eddy lines, those pockets, that cover where they're staging for ambushing, whether it's crawdads or minnows or whatever they're after. So I will still fish that same. The only difference is that if I'm fishing on the current river middle, two rivers down, and the lower 11 Point, I'm usually in my river boat, jet boat, John boat. If I'm fishing the upper areas, then I'd be in my canoe wet wading or floating along and stuff. That would be the difference in how that I would approach it.
Are you saying, as our fishing report guru, that there's a good opportunity this weekend that if folks will just spend the time, get out there and get on the water in the riverways and the Ozarks and spend that money to the local businesses, that they could probably catch some fish?
Oh, yes. Yes, there's always that good opportunity. If you're fishing, you stand a chance. If your bait is in the water, you stand a chance. That's that's the key. If you're not fishing, you don't stand a chance. That's the way you got to, that's the way you got to look at it. You got to go. You got to do it.
Yep.
And find out
what works best for you and get in there and get after them, right?
That's right. And, Ray, when I fish people and they ask me and stuff, I've got tackle. I've got lots of tackle, and I supply that with my guide service if you want to use it. But I always tell them, if you want to bring your stuff, you bring it. Your favorite lure, your rod and reel that you're comfortable with. Because I've seen it too many times, a lure of some sort of a bait, and I think, I don't know if that was that good. They know they're comfortable with it. They use it, and they catch fish.
Yep.
So don't discount, as a rule, don't discount. Now, I will say that predominantly I like my natural colors of your brown, green pumpkin type of colors and stuff always seem to, as a rule, most of the time work better than your clown flowery colored looking stuff. That's a good way to put it.
That's a good description. I really like that. Hey, if somebody wants to go fishing with you, Billy, somebody wants to go fishing with you and take a tour of the river, tell them how they can do it. Tell them about your service.
Yeah, I've got a guide service here on the Kern River in Jack's Fork. I'm authorized through the National Park Service to provide this service. You can give me a call, 573-225-3390. If you don't get me, because not everywhere in this part of the country that we have service, internet service, phone service, leave me a message. Or you can go to my Facebook page, Scenic Rivers Guide Service and Tours. Shoot me a message, and I'll get back to you as soon as I get that. I see that. I'll get with you, and we'll arrange a trip. I'll make a recommendation for you, a lodging and place to stay, depending on where you want to go. We'll customize this and get it worked out.
Yes, sir. Well, I really appreciate your time this morning. I know how busy you are since you retired, my friend. Appreciate the fishing report, and it helps a lot of people. I get good response back from your fishing report. They like the way you go into detail and tell them how they can catch fish. And you have a great weekend, my friend.
You bet, Ray. You take care. And just a little quick, I've had some friends that recently caught some really nice rainbow trout on the upper current. One of them weighed about 9.5, 10 pounds.
So oh, my gosh. That's awesome.
Yes. So anyway, thanks, Ray. You have a good day. Get around, and we'll go ourselves.
Yeah, we need to do that. Take care, Billy boy. Wow, man, Billy
All
Smith.
Right, you bet. Bye.
Down on the rivers in the Ozarks, a great fishing report. Thanks, Billy. With that, we need to take a break, and we're going to see you all on the other side, baby.
Look in my eyes, man. You can't touch this. Yo, let me bust the funk lyrics. Fresh new.